Go ahead, Matt.
Now that the vote is official, what does he bring to you guys, and what is his kind of role in first coming in here?
Yeah, I think, you know, obviously the first thing that stands out in mind is leadership. He's been here. He understands the culture. He represents the culture of the grind, the grit. So from that standpoint, that's exciting for me. On the playing side, his ability to go out and play first. So obviously, his ability to go back and play, and then DH. So it's kind of the roles that I'm envisioning for him, and we'll try to utilize.
Can he be an extension because of the things that he's experienced here for you building the message on what you're trying to create?
No question. When I was 37 years old with San Diego, my last year playing is, I was an extension of that for Buddy Black and his staff. And I think, Steven, his experience, he's on a World Series championship team last year. He's done it all. He's served in every role. Again, just excited to have him here.
Do you see, does he come in as sort of the backup to Sean? And how do you sort of look at, managing Sean's sort of workload? Do you have to keep an eye on Sean's workload, especially early in the season? He caught a lot of games in the first half last year.
No, I think Sean, obviously, if Sean could catch every game, Sean would want to catch every game. That's the character of the kid. And, he's a Gold Glove catcher. So, the experience is there. But obviously having Steven, a part of this, roster gives Sean, just an extension of knowledge. And I know Steven will provide that for him and be a part of his growth and my growth, all of our growths. So,
yeah, how important is he to you in your first year as a manager to bring in a veteran catcher like Bo?
Well, just to bring in someone that has leadership qualities that's been in the game for as long as he has and accomplished what he has, not just from our standpoint or my standpoint, but for the team, the club, and the roster and the group inside that locker room. He'll provide that leadership and experience in there.
Steve and I go into the fifth inning yesterday. How encouraging was that? What did you just think of his?
That was great to see him have five ups. I mean, it's his second outing of spring training. He was so efficient. He utilized his fastball and out. He didn't have a ton. He had one strikeout, but got through five ups and what, 56 pitches. So that's efficiency, and that was excellent.
We put so much emphasis on the opening day roster, knowing that there's going to be a lot of flux. Do you, with these final 2 weeks, do you have enough time, innings wise, to look at bullpen arms and making those decisions that they're going to get enough of an opportunity for you to break camp that you feel like, look, I've seen this guy X number of times, and we're evaluating that to make those decisions?
We're definitely doing our best to get him enough opportunity out here, but we're also utilizing the minor league games. So when they go over, we're still evaluating.
Have you done that? Have you sent some guys over there?
Chester Pimentel went over there yesterday, through an inning. Obviously, we get the reports and there's still evaluation going on. So yes, it is a shortened spring training. It makes everything more difficult, as in the acceleration of the process. And we're trying to get as many guys out there on that mound, in the major league spring training game. But again, same evaluations going on in the minor league if they go pitch over there.
Count back days, Sean, if you were to throw every fifth day in the lineup for April 8th, is that something that you're looking at in terms of just...
Haven't got that far, yeah.
How did Piscotty react to this stuff yesterday?
Good. Great. He's happy. He's going to go off velo machine today, and this is Stephen Piscotty, not Stephen Vogt.
Good to know.
Yes. So he's excited. He was excited from the way he bounced back. Again, today's a new day. He's going to go and hit off the velo machine, and we'll plan his day accordingly for tomorrow.
I mean, he can help. I mean, this is a guy that's done a lot of things on the, you know, for the Aces or for the Cardinals before that. If he's healthy, have another veteran for you. Power bat.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's again, that's the thought process, is to get Steven healthy. And when he is, he definitely is a you know, has had success at the major league level. And again, another leader and you know, veteran in that clubhouse to help the group.
What are you looking for in Irvin today?
Hopefully he goes four ups, maybe five ups, if we're fortunate to do that with his pitch count. And just for him to get his work in. Cole, you know, coming off last year, through the most innings of his career. So excited about his year this year and his growth. You know, we'll wait for that next step.
You have a few sort of left-handed relief options just in camp. Do you have a sense of like what sort of left-handed presence you want to have in the bullpen?
Not yet. We're in the evaluation process. There are several left-handed arms. If you think through the, you know, names, you know, I can name them all. And again, just too early to say what direction we're going with really AJ or you know, his role down there. You know, you look at Mole, I'm drawing a blank on my roster right now just because I've had 63 names in there. But Salmon, Sneed, I think I am I missing anyone?
Zach,
yep, Logue. So, yeah, I mean, again, we're again evaluating, you know, all of them.
Are you looking at Logue more as maybe a bullpen option to start instead of
starting? You know, Matt, he's a starter by nature. So I think the plan right now is to build him up. But have, again, this is addressing the multiple inning relievers, right? We're going to probably build him up for a starting role. But that being said, he could provide length in the bullpen at some point, too.
Do you still have that opportunity with Puck in the spring?
We do. I think we do. Yeah, we're going to stretch him out and, you know, see where he falls.
Still a possibility to be a starter for you?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
Honeywell pitched yesterday as well. What did you think? What did you see from him as out here?
Oh, I thought, you know, the 3-2 walk, you know, led to the home run. And, you know, we're going to continue to learn from that, you know, in that situation with that, with a lead, you kind of want the guy to attack and get beat with, you know, a heater. But that being said, it's spring training. We're still growing. We're still kind of learning the system and our processes. And so, you know, overall, he got through his work and end of the day, I think he, you know, felt fine. So.
With all the challenges that you've had because of this kind of spring training just this year, what's your reaction to the way camp is run? The way you wrote it down, the way you hoped it would play out, not necessarily making decisions, but just guys on and off the field, guys getting work in, has it gone the way you hoped?
Well, the way I hoped was that we'd have 10 days of practice and then 28 games. So I wrote it down that way, and then it was a quick modification of, like, how can we condense, you know, this work into four. We've got a new staff. I mean, all of it is continuing to get organic in terms of just making the adjustments on the fly, learning each other, how we communicate. But I will answer it. The work itself and the stuff we've gotten done on the field, I'm really pleased with.
Great.
Yeah.
You did send a few guys out yesterday after the game. Were you able to get much of a read on Langlier's sentiment?
You know, not really. Other than the person, which I love the kid. Yeah, he's a baseball we want to use the word rat, or he just loves the game, and you can see the intensity in it, you can see the passion for it. I told him nothing that transpired on the field was, you know, evaluated in terms of like, okay, you had 6 at bats, and you know, that's go get ready for a season here. Go get, you know, your innings, get your legs underneath you. Minor league camp shuts down on the 31st. So there's, you know, 5-6 games for those kids to get at bats. So all of them were told, hey, like, you know, we know your abilities. We know what you can do. Go down and get yourself prepared for the season. So,
yeah. Have you been able to talk to council since you got the job, since I know your former teammates were included in Milwaukee?
Yeah, we had dinner the other night. Our families got together. So Craig's a great mentor for me. He's sending over a pretty good lineup today. It'll be fun to sit across from him and watch him work.
All right, thanks.